afternoon. Today is Monday, January the 23rd, 23rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is St. Bernard's principal and president and all-around good guy, Dave Sharp.
Thanks. Good to be back on.
Well, you know, you hang around town and you go to work. You can show up out here.
You'll find me, yeah.
Yeah. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about some of the things that are going on in St. Bernard's, including recognition of the Chinese New Year. How many folks realize that today, Aaron's now looking at the calendar, today is the first day of the new year. I looked at the calendar and said, oh, new lunar year. What does that mean? And walked out. So I'll talk about a little bit about some of the things that are going on there. And, you know, Catholic Schools Week is coming up. So there's a number of different things to talk about. I'm sure Dave will be wildly entertaining when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp. But before we do our quote this afternoon, I guess in honor of the Chinese New Year, you had Chinese food.
Yes, I did.
A Chinese fortune cookie. Had a Chinese saying inside of it. And here we go. Do not be too timid and squeamish about your actions. All life is an experiment.
Perfect.
That's not bad.
Well, the last part especially, life is an experiment.
Yeah. Gone horrible.
Full of successes
wrong.
And failures, yeah.
Oh, so how for folks who are unfamiliar, what is the profile of the international program at St. Bernard's right now?
The profile, we have approximately 60 students that comprise our international program. Let's say, for simplicity's sake, 50 of them are Chinese, and Korean students would make up the next largest segment at around 7. So predominantly a Chinese group of students.
So as a new lunar year, which I understand from 5 minutes ago is the Chinese New Year, happens, and that is today, how does the school recognize one of the major cultural moments of the year for a sizable chunk of your student body?
Sure. And also known as the Spring Festival. So,
oh, really? It's not called New Year's?
Lunar New Year, Spring Festival, Chinese New Year, all the same.
Oh.
But the way that we've celebrated it at St. Bernard's is for this year, Saturday night, there was a dinner that we hosted in our dormitory where the students made traditional Chinese dishes. And there's a number of different traditions that happened throughout this week-long, if not more, celebration. And, you know, we had some traditional Chinese food. My wife and son and I went and enjoyed some things we wouldn't eat here, but were very good.
Yeah, were they able to make it here? Or did they have to import in some of the fancy vegetables, the vegetables of the region rather than what we find here?
They imported some things, but a large quantity of it came from Winco and other local stores. So they were able to put together a dinner that they really enjoyed that reminded them of home.
So what was the strangest vegetable you had, or fruit?
Eggplant.
Well, that's not that weird.
I've never eaten it before.
Oh,
I didn't,
really?
It was in
a soup. You're not Italian, obviously.
Well, no, definitely not. But the consistency was different than anything I've ever had before, and I thought it was something completely different than a vegetable. But
oh, really? So you missed on the guess entirely?
On what's that?
The guess.
Yeah.
Guessing
yeah.
What it was.
Oh, yeah. I was, yeah. I had asked somebody later.
With the items that they had shipped in or that you were able to get through mm-hmm. some of the purveyors that aren't normally found, mm-hmm. were there any of the spiky vegetables? Or we had an exchange student from Thailand,
sure.
And it was one of those big coffee picture book things, right? Mm-hmm. And going through, and there's the fish market, and you see all the fish looking out at you. You know, it's kind of a little weird. Mm-hmm. And then the vegetables and the fruits, and it just, I mean, there's a huge variety that mm-hmm. we never see here.
Yeah, I didn't identify anything that was new to me. I was just served a plate with, here, try this, and I'm
adventurous. Bok choy was as far out as you went?
There you go.
Okay.
But there was some candies that they had that were in a green wrapper, Chinese writing, and a picture of something that looked like a cross between a pear and an apple with seeds inside of it. I had no idea, but it tasted good.
Enough sugar to make it
at
home.
Yeah.
So if the meal was the kickoff for the week, mm-hmm. what are some mm-hmm. of the other things that you are getting the opportunity to experience?
Sure. Today, our international club put on a rally at the end of the day. And in the rally, we did just some fun things. For instance, we had a spicy noodle eating contest that I happened to participate in. Didn't win. We had a demonstration from a Taekwondo group that's here locally that was awesome. They were breaking boards and cinder blocks and demonstrating moves to our students. And then I was able to learn, you know, some more of the traditions during the dinner. There's red envelopes that the parents will stuff money into that they will give to their son or daughter the next day. And for some reason, somebody handed me a bunch of red envelopes to hand out to the students, and it was chaos. And here I am trying to eat my dinner with my son in my lap, and I had six envelopes for 25 kids, and I'm got a little bombarded, but there's a lot of, it's just a ton of excitement.
They remembered what it was.
Oh yeah, they knew what it was, but they didn't know that it was just a dollar in there. Usually it's, you know, a couple hundred if. But just a ton of excitement. You know, this is the year of the dragon. Quite important. The dragon is a symbol of you know, being brave and trustworthy, but also sensitive. And just, it's just totally interesting. And the use of the color red, red means happiness. And
yeah, it's a happy, and it's not blood.
Right. Yeah. They're there to celebrate. And it's good for our domestic students to learn what this holiday is, why it's so important, and to enjoy in some of the fun.
So is this going to be continued tomorrow and have different events throughout the week? Or is this for the regular student body, is this kind of wrap it up?
That pretty much wraps it up. We do have, in fact, some parents that have come from China to spend their, they get 2 or 3 weeks off, and they've come here to be with their son or daughter. So it's huge. It's Christmas, New Year's, Halloween, Thanksgiving, all wrapped into one.
That's what I was wondering. Is there an American parallel for what this event is?
It's all your favorite holidays in one.
Including St. Patrick's Day. See, I didn't forget you entirely. KINS, News and Information Times 422. We'll be back with more from Dave Sharp.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 426. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp from St. Bernard's. The international program that really is I think one of the hallmarks now of St. Bernard's over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, whatever it's been, with the Lunar Chinese, what was the other one, Spring Festival, New Year event, holiday celebration thing, mm-hmm. being there. Do the elementary school kids and the junior high school kids get a chance to participate also? Or because these are high school students, it's more of a high school event?
Today's event was for the entire school, the elementary school included. It's a tough enough task getting our high school domestic students to understand why our international students are here, and more importantly, what difficulties they face being in a foreign country studying really a foreign language. Next week during Catholic Schools Week, we're going to have Buddy Day, so we have a chance for our high school students and elementary school students to buddy up and get to know each other a little bit better, and they'll certainly have that opportunity then, the elementary students, to learn more about our Chinese students.
Now, you mentioned the Chinese are about a little over 3/4. Is there this is going to sound really stupid. Do the Korean kids recognize this event, or are those cultures so unique that it's different?
Koreans do recognize this event. They call it something else, but it's a celebration of the new year, and that's what they're celebrating. The Lunar New Year is the start of the calendar for China, so this is their New Year's, but like we talked about, it's the granddaddy.
Not quite the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So moms and dads are over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to interact with them much?
Not yet. They just got here this weekend. The Eureka Inn is a very good place for them to stay. It's a Chinese family owns it, and they feel very comfortable there. But no, I haven't had a chance to meet with any parents yet.
Really, I'm sure it'll be very interesting for you to sit down and find out what their impressions are of the community, in addition to the school.
Oh, absolutely, because where they're coming from are very large cities in China, and to see a lot of green grass and green trees is something quite different, and to look around and wonder, where are all the people? It's quite different. So, yeah, I look forward to that.
Yo, a lot of us locals look around also, right? Where are all the people?
Yeah, that's right.
is there more of an emphasis now to integrate the international kids curricula based into the programs, or to recognize some of the various ethnic holidays, whether it's this particular one, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. like Cinco de Mayo, or halfway facetiously, but St. Patrick's Day, or well, Oktoberfest would probably be frowned upon, but whatever the equivalent is for my ethnicity, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I tend to get kind of just go to that one and we stay there.
Yeah.
So that everybody kind of gets a sense of where everybody else is coming from?
Certainly. This international program has opened up major awareness school-wide into the things that make us different and why that is good. Like I said, we have an international club that promotes different ethnic holidays, I guess, and celebrates them, usually with food. That seems to be how we celebrate them. So,
yeah, a common denominator. Yeah.
And it brings people together, especially, young kids and teenagers. So, we do recognize a lot of those different holidays and celebrate them with food and just kind of awareness.
Do they wear any of the formal costumes?
Sometimes, yes. Yes, we had some students racing around in the gym today in Korean outfits in some sort of relay race. So, yeah.
That's the stuff I think that's kind of a wow also for those of us who have figured out how to get out of high school. Yes, to see some of the cultural stuff. I mean, that really is cool. Of course, you know, here I am. I've not been outside the country. But I think that stuff's kind of cool. It's to have the opportunity and to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be more of an outreach to try to get other foreign countries mm-hmm. involved with the St. Bernard's experience, or vice versa?
Yeah, there's been an effort in recent years, and it's ongoing, to really branch out into different parts of the world. What's interesting about China in particular is their educational system, which is why they seek opportunities here in America. Their system is very rigorous, based on math and science, and we'll talk a little bit more about it later, I think.
It's 4:31.
Now, a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp from St. Bernard's. Before the break so rudely interrupted you, sir, you were talking about the math and science skill sets that a lot of these kids bring to the table and excel, but that there's opportunities for them to grow beyond that, too.
Yeah, one of the major reasons why we've succeeded in China more so than other countries throughout the world is because of the educational system in China, it's very difficult to get into colleges and universities. It's all based on one test. So imagine your entire life being based on one test. And so there's certainly more opportunities for them in America to have a GPA, class rank, extracurricular activities, leadership opportunities to develop that college application and make them more attractive. So the amount of time spent in China by students on the subjects like math and science is immense. So we're talking from, you know, 7 in the morning till 7 at night. If you look at, for instance, Nobel Peace Prize winners, okay, you know, those people at the top of their game in research, they're, not a lot of them are coming from China. What they're missing and what they're getting here are those critical thinking aspects where they can not only learn subjects but apply them in different applications. So they recognize that the difficulty to get into the best colleges and universities in China, but also the critical thinking skills. And some of that is a result of just having free time to explore your surroundings and yourself as well.
So when the kids are integrated into the school setting, same classes, do they have the same standards that they have to meet in, let's say, composition? Or in biology, or in some of these subject matters that aren't where they've been specializing for 10 or 12 years?
Yeah. You know, certainly defining their understanding is of a subject at the end of a semester or year is difficult because everybody's a little at a different level. Largely, their first semester here at St. Bernard's is difficult because they're adapting to a new classroom setting, one which is with far fewer students and more interaction with the teacher, and also the language barrier too. So first semester is tough. After that, they are really held to the same standards as everyone else, and oftentimes exceed those standards because of their work ethic and their diligence, and their eye on the prize to get into the best.
Eye on task, baby.
That's right.
Yeah. Are they doing a better? Are they? That doesn't sound right. Are the kids getting out into the community more now after a couple of years where they were early on kind of more cloistered or traveling in packs rather than getting out?
Yeah, they love getting out. Most of them enjoy new experiences and in the American culture, which is something completely different from what it is back home. They love playing pool. They love bowling. They love going to eat sushi. And all those things that American teenagers enjoy, they want to be a part of too. Yeah, they spend a lot of time on their computers, you know, playing games and that sort of thing. But on the weekends, they want to be doing things and experiencing the beach or the redwoods.
So what is the game now that they're playing?
I think a lot of it is just instant messaging, friends and family back home. So a lot of typing.
Well, they are typing skills are probably pretty good, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they feeling more comfortable as kids that didn't grow up here and going through the college selection process or trying to winnow it down and to figure out really where they want to go and how they want to get to that spot?
You know, it's very difficult for them to be comfortable because so much emphasis is placed on them by their families to just get into those best universities at whatever cost. So they...
Well, what is best university defined as?
UCs, so University of California system, preferably Berkeley, Stanford, but also East Coast schools, Columbia, Harvard, Yale. So what we think of as the best schools.
So if somebody got into Northwestern, that might would be frowned upon.
That might not have the same profile as, even though it's a great school, those are the things that they learn when they get here. So they come over with their mindset of, here's five schools. If I don't get into one of those, then I've failed. Life's over. But yet, okay, there's some other, there's this place called the Midwest where there's some good schools too. and you might enjoy that as well.
Yeah, or the South, certainly, or so that there's a little bit more flexibility and a little bit less rigidity now after some of the kids have come through and gone on.
It's a learning process for them, and it's a learning process for us to understand what motivates them and to find a match and a fit for a school that's going to be best for them. And so getting them out there and showing them these other options has been our job that we've learned how to do, and it applies for all of our students, frankly.
Have you been able to, or have you considered putting together a road trip yet for the kids? Go visit 15 campuses on a weekend kind of thing, or, well, I don't know when the next break is, it's coming up, but President's Day or whatever it is. Domestics and internationals. Just pile everybody in the bus, anybody that wants to go see and touch and feel 20 campuses.
I think that's a great idea. You know, we're also doing it on the other end, bringing schools to us. We've had representatives from HSU, from the UC system. So coupling those two things are the best way for the students to experience what it might be like in college for them.
And hopefully you'll find a little bit of snow somewhere.
Yeah, what's that white stuff?
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Times 441. We'll be back with more from Dave Sharp.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 445. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp. Dave, a number of things are coming up in the next little bit. We just had the sisters are celebrating their 100th, kind of coinciding with, well, I know that it's not coinciding with the tower at St. Joe's. Let's invert that and say the tower at St. Joe's is coinciding with the sisters' 100th. There's Catholic Schools Week next week. Some of the different things that are going on, how's that going to play out at St. Bernard's?
You know, first celebrating the sisters' 100-year anniversary will be celebrated with just a number of activities at the school. The actual date is June 12th, so by that time we'll be out of school, but we're celebrating it throughout the year. For those who don't know, the Sisters of St. Joseph of Orange came to Eureka 100 years ago and founded St. Bernard's Catholic School. And then 10 or so years after that, their ministry took them to healthcare and founded St. Joseph Hospital. So wide-ranging. They're, of course, their specialty or area of interest now is healthcare, but they do have some support services for schools like ours. There's 22 schools in their network, as they call them, that they support with in-services, professional development, grant funding. So we really count on the sisters for a lot of support now, 100 years after they've laid bricks here to start some very wonderful things.
Laid bricks. Somehow sounds like it's something that the athletic teams need to do.
Laid bricks.
Just a quick little reference. Okay, I'm gone.
You're a basketball guy.
It's,
I get it now.
Shooting bricks. Yeah, yeah. We lay them. Yeah.
It's easier on the rim.
Yeah, well, and the floor, and the fans, too.
That's right.
What is Catholic Schools Week going to do for you once you get through the Chinese New Year this week? What is next week going to do as far as activities?
Catholic Schools Week is a nationwide awareness of Catholic schools. We'll celebrate it here. St. Mary's and Arcata will have a celebration as well in schools throughout the state and country. Really, it's to bring awareness to Catholic schools and what makes them different than other educational institutions. This year, the theme is faith, academics, and service. So it ties in quite nicely with our core values of faith, intellect, and service. So within that, we'll have a week full of activities that include celebrating our community, because it's more than just about celebrating what's happening inside the walls, but all those that support the school and schools like ours, those benefactors, those donors, and also just our neighbors who put up with a school right in the middle of their neighborhood. But we have grandparents. We're going to celebrate with a Grandparents' Day, Buddy Day, and of course on Thursday we'll have Mass and celebrate that way as well. So just a great week to really remember what it is we do and the mark that we leave on the young and just celebrate all the good things.
What is the trend towards Catholic education now, whether it's at high school or the collegiate level? Is it status quo? Is it kind of flat? Is it growing? Is it declining? Or I guess even broaden out even further, religious based universities and colleges. Are they seeing a resurgence, or is that not the case?
I know that if you look here locally and you go back to, let's say, 40 years, 1970, the number of Catholic schools within the area and their enrollment, one, there was more schools, and two, there was more students in those more schools. So the trend, at least since then, and I think you can quantify this on a national level, has been a bit of a decline. Part of that may be has to do with the economy. Most recently, I think that has to do with would explain some declines in enrollment. But there's certainly a place, and there will always be a place for Catholic schools like ours to do what it is we do and do it in ways that are really better than other educational institutions.
What percentage of the graduating seniors go on to a Catholic school for their college?
I wish I would have brought that number with me.
That meant we would have had communication before this.
Right.
Spontaneity would have been shot, and it wouldn't have been nearly as exciting for me.
Yeah. I think based on the letters of recommendation that I've written this year, I would say just less than half are looking at continuing their education at a Catholic university or college.
That's an impressive figure.
Sure. Yeah. And I think that's something that we certainly encourage them to look at and, look at the good things that it's done so far. Think how you can continue that.
Anybody going to Notre Dame?
We're still slowly gathering acceptances as they get their letters. Nobody yet that I know of.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot on the West Coast, but I think that's one a lot of folks look at is that's the school.
Right.
Thanks for coming by, Dave.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Enjoy those spicy noodles, dude.
I'm still feeling it, yep.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love, and I'll see you tomorrow.